You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me, I've got Miss Ronnie V.
Hello, hello.
Miss Tanae.
Hi.
And Miss C.
Hello there.
So who is watching or who watched the O.J. Simpson parole hearing?
Negative.
You didn't see it?
Nope.
I'm trying to understand, and I'm still unclear as to why it is that it was televised. I mean, who televises parole hearings? And my question is, did he consent? He had to consent to it, right?
I mean, yeah. What rights would he have? And you know, so like,
but it's still his private. I mean, you know, it's his private thing.
I told you, it's not just the parole thing that they are doing. They're also doing the little boy that him and the father killed, the couple. They're doing their trial on TV too.
Yeah, but that's the trial, not the parole hearing. I don't understand. I understand because many trials have been televised. OJ's trial was televised. I mean, there are a lot of trials that's televised, but okay. I'm talking about the parole hearing.
Maybe because it's OJ.
That's what I'm thinking, and I'm wondering, did he must have given his consent to it? Because I would have said, absolutely not. I don't want people. What if they'd have said no? You know what I mean? And here's another thing. I want them to stop interviewing the Goldman family every time something has to do with OJ. Look. It was tragic what happened to Ron Goldman. You know, people said he was an innocent bystander. You know, he was only supposed to be there returning Nicole's mother's glasses. And they're saying that he got caught up in it. Terrible thing. But the trial was in 1995. That was 22 years ago. And everything that happens to OJ, I don't understand why the media thinks that the Goldman family, they have to go interview the Goldman family.
It's been that long.
22 mm-hmm. years. The trial was 1995. Mm. And I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, this right here, this trial, this thing that OJ went to jail for, had nothing to do with Ron Goldman.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing to do with him. Why are you interviewing the father and the daughter on this trial? They don't have anything to do with it. Nothing at all. And I get it. They lost their son. He was found not guilty by a jury of his peers. It was 22 years ago. Let the man go. Let it go.
Let him go.
And then 8 years for breaking and entering.
Nine. He actually spent 9 years for, you know, and to me, that was plenty of time for doing that. I mean, 9 years, really, you know, to me.
Right, nine months.
He got like 30. I think the sentence was 33. 30. Yeah, something like that. And I don't understand why it was televised, and I don't understand why every single time something happens with OJ, they go and interview the Goldman family. Let it go already. I wouldn't even drink orange juice. I would not want to hear anything about OJ Simpson. If he came on the TV, I would turn it. If he came on the radio, I would turn it. Because I think that I would think about my son, like it would, like snatching a Band-Aid off of, you know, the situation. That's how I would think about it. So I really wouldn't even want to even deal with him at all.
Because are you really healing? Are you really
coping
with
it? Well, that's what I'm saying. It was tragic what happened, but good Lord. So if you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, we had a discussion about the show Shameless. And remember, we were talking about the two white parents with the black son.
Yeah.
And remember me and Miss C was saying that it's impossible that that black child could be from the two white parents. Okay. Liam is the name of the little boy. And I've been binge watching Shameless for like 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Are you finished with it?
I think I've got 6 more episodes and I'll be done with the 7 seasons. Crazy. It's crazy. But here's the thing. I did some research, and it is very possible.
I'm telling you that.
It is very possible that two white parents can have a black. It's rare. It's rare, but it can happen. And this is what they say. If someone in either of the parents' ancestry was black, so say like a great great grandfather or something like that, especially both parents, then that gene could have been passed down and came together in that child.
Two recessives.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was like, really? Because I'm thinking to myself, this little boy looks too black. He needs to be mixed or something. If one parent is white, you know, he needs to be. But it's true.
It's shameless.
It's true. Come it's on. True. It can happen, ladies and gentlemen. And so Tanae was right. Tanae was correct.
Like the couple that had the black and white child, but the father was white, yeah. The mother was black.
Yeah, and they had twins, didn't they? Twins. One was black and one was yep. white. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm talking about one was white, like Pippi Longstocking
yes,
white.
Yes.
And the other one Pippi. Was like.
She looked like she was from Uganda.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just saying, you know.
I thought on that one, two men had fertilized her seed.
The father was white and the mother was black.
That was correct. The Hispanic woman who had the one Hispanic child and the one yeah. Caucasian child.
Right.
She was on Maury.
No, I'm talking about the black and white.
No, I know because I Hazel's right because it came up when I did my research. it came up about that. So I have a question. And I need your opinion. I need your opinion. If you were married and your spouse had no trace of you on social media, would you be upset?
No.
No, because I would have no trace of him on mine. Bow, how you like me now?
But you know what? I'm seeing a lot of people who are joining Facebooks. Let me tell you what happened. It's a funny story.
Say Facebook or books?
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
They are joining their Facebook together. So it says their first name. It'll say something like Sam and Susan Thomas. Mm-hmm. And it's both of their Facebooks.
How is that possible? There's some type of thing you can do?
No, it's just that instead of making one that says Pippi Longstocking, yeah. It's going to say Corey. Tracy mm-hmm. Thomas or whatever.
Okay.
So my cousin, him and his wife have that, and it is the funniest thing ever. So I seen a post that I don't know who posted it, but I'm assuming it was him because you know he's the face of the Facebook, and he was like, "If I can go back to the day when I met you, I would turn around and slap you." You
oh
know.
My
so then
God.
The next post, what? I'm sorry, I like you know be like, ha ha. The next post was, "Excuse my sorry husband." The next post was, she don't ever want to leave me. I said, you know what? I got to log off. I said, how are y'all, what are y'all doing? Passing the phone ahead, baby, your turn. My husband get on my nerve. He's so sorry. Hey, sweetie, your turn. I mean, what are y'all doing? How are y'all both on the same Facebook page acting out like this?
That's crazy.
I don't know who is who.
That's crazy. You know what? I think I would feel a certain kind of way about it.
What if they had a Facebook page before you?
Then you need to put married.
Status.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
married.
Not what you
no, no,
asked.
No, no, no,
you
no,
said
no,
if
no.
you had no pictures or anything.
No, no trace. Not no status. No trace. You don't even mention. Nobody knows.
It depends on how freshly married
that
we
are
because
married.
Is that the same as having a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
No trace.
And they
of
don't.
You.
They don't put anything about the other person.
Correct. That's what I'm asking. How would you feel if your husband? The article said spouse. But I'm going to say, you know, but let's stick to spouse.
It depends on how long, you know, because like, okay, so we get married June 1st, June 2nd. I'm not going to be, whoo, did you change the status?
Okay.
June 5th.
Okay.
You ain't changed it yet, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So it depends on the time frame. Now, at a certain time, at a certain point.
Okay. What if you're back from the honeymoon? It's been 3 months since you've been married. You're not going to change your Facebook status.
First, it depends. You have to look to see have they been active. Maybe they ain't posted nothing up there.
First of all, before we even are married, I am your profile picture. You understand me? I am your profile, your cover picture, your every picture is gonna be me. People gonna confuse it and think that it's my Facebook.
I think it's weird. I think that for a person not to have any mention at all of their spouse is up to something.
It's called keeping the door open.
Yeah,
I know people that are very, like, very married, very much in love, who have, like, finally posted married 5-6 years later. Like, you know, just.
We would have, there'd be some furniture moving. We'd have a problem.
I told y'all he had a little violence in him. Y'all didn't believe me.
We would have a problem if.
So how would you approach it? Like,
Why am I not on your Facebook page?
So you would just come just defensive like that.
Hey, you know me.
3 months and
you know me.
You just just jump on them.
Especially if I did mine.
So why not, as you're doing yours, hey babe, what does your status say? You know what I'm saying? It's a subtle way you can go about,
you already
reminded someone.
There ain't no subtleness.
What if they got a Facebook account and you don't know that they have one?
Well, see, I think that's what's happening. You don't have, you mean to tell me that we are married and you don't have any trace of me?
The first thing is, are you ugly? That could be it. If you are oogly.
Well, I tell you what, I wasn't oogly enough for you to marry.
But that money might have been fine.
Which all the more reason to put it on Facebook.
Okay, well, have the money up there and just that person name.
And tag me.
This is my wife. This is my husband. And it's money.
Money bags.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that Facebook destroys relationships.
It does. It's
the user. Well,
but I'm saying over Facebook.
Facebook
anything. That's true. Facebook
it
doesn't.
Is the user that destroys a relationship.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Like Tanae, I'm on my way to work. Who cares?
I know, right?
Who cares?
And had a nerd to post, she has been late every day this week.
Oh my.
This one right here.
Shut up.
Post it. I have been late every day this week.
As if the managers don't have Facebook.
As if they don't have a punch in, a punch out clock. They see she ain't been there on time.
I wasn't late today.
And what if they posted to Facebook and you're fired?
Hey, you know what I would write back?
What would you write back?
HIPAA.
Okay. I ain't got to do with no HIPAA. It's late. It's attendance.
They tried to help you to be to work on time.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people who this affects. Because when I was reading the comments and people commenting about it, a lot of people are like, this really happens. And some people said, I wouldn't care. But more people said, we would have a problem.
The people who don't care.
It's the people that got secret Facebook pages.
They probably got Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. They got, what's the new thing? They probably got a Pinterest app. They got everything.
What's that?
Snap.
Pinterest is another.
Pinterest.
Yeah, it's a.
They probably on POF and everything.
Right. And that's what.
Plenty of fish.
And that's what I would think. If you have no trace of me on Facebook, I would think something's up.
It's just something as simple as communicating. You know, I don't think you should just jump on somebody's neck and choke them immediately. I think you should have an open communication.
Oh, but do it later.
It depends on what that answer is.
What she is trying to say.
You got to give them a chance to explain.
Yeah, don't jump on their neck so fast.
That's right.
But your hand is round their neck, but it's loose around the neck.
We gotta make
your
sure
knee is in their back. She's saying don't jump on it too soon because you might crush something. You can't hear it.
That's right.
Crush your larynx. You can't hear the response.
You need to be able to make sure that Adam Apple is moving right for that. Because, you know, they may have a very valid excuse.
I forgot. You won't have a valid excuse. And we've been married, a couple of weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. I can overlook it. But we're talking 3-4 months.
So I have a question for you guys. How many of you, okay, say if that was the situation where you're not being acknowledged in your relationship, how many of you would create a fake Facebook page?
No. That's games. I can't.
Not being acknowledged. The game's done begun.
Yeah, but I wouldn't play it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't do it.
At the end of the day.
Tanae.
I can't.
You would already had a fake one, so probably. Don't even lie.
I'm not. I don't make fake Facebook profiles, because you know what? I have a hard time remembering my own password. I ain't got time to remember a fake profile to somebody else's. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for that.
Well, you make them all the same password.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because one day
you got to have another email address, though.
See?
So you got to have a couple of Yahoo addresses and a couple of Gmail addresses.
I can't do that. I can't. I feel like it's no point because, I mean, it's like me setting myself up to get my feelings hurt, which is going to ultimately hurt that other person.
Your feelings are already hurt when you're not being acknowledged on Facebook. So you're already in your feelings.
Well, see, the thing about it is, matter of fact, on Facebook, it would say married before we even married. a week for the wedding. So I ain't gonna say that.
Well,
so
I wouldn't require that. I wouldn't require you to say you're
well, engaged or something.
Well, yes, yes. But you know what though? I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I would care as much if you did or did not say engaged. I don't know.
Married.
Yeah, I don't know. But married.
Have a significant other.
We got a problem.
It's people out here who been in a relationship for 2 days and put a status of being married.
Now, that's true, too. That's true, too. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See It.
We got the Refugees All-Stars, Rubber Dubbin in the club, Wyclef Jean, John Forte, Boswell. Streets are getting a little crazy. Look at here. Look at shorty got back. Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cats talking to her. Buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever. Why does this kept? They ain't even it's been. She spends his Franklin's at the malls with her friends. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. So Mr. Funk Master, pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. So Tyler Perry is leaving Oprah's OWN network and has signed a deal with Viacom. Viacom is the parent company to networks like BET, MTV, Centric, VH1, CMT, and Paramount Pictures. Now, Tyler has agreed to produce 90 episodes annually of original drama and comedy for all, well, I don't know about all, but for some of Viacom's networks that I just mentioned. Now, Viacom will have exclusive distribution rights to Tyler's TV shows, and Paramount Pictures Group will have the first looks rights to its feature film concepts. And that means, like, they'll have the first, when he makes a film, he has to go to Paramount and give them the first. If they want it, he has to go with them. If they don't, he can probably go somewhere else. And the film deal starts immediately, but the TV and video deal won't begin until 2019 when Tyler Perry's agreement with OWN expires. And I'm wondering, does something happen?
I think it's just a business move.
To Ope, Tyler and Ope. I mean, his shows are cruddy. I don't mean no harm.
He doesn't call her Ope. The whining guy calls her Ope.
I didn't say who called her Ope. I'm just saying Ope.
That is his auntie. He loves her. Well, all he do is quote all her movies and stuff from day one. He loves Ope, okay?
You know what?
It's just business.
It can only be one Oprah. And maybe Tyler didn't understand that.
So no. You think it's some beef?
Nope.
You beef. Think it's some beef?
No, nah, did she get in trouble about some beef?
Where's the beef?
Beef around me.
Yeah, I don't know, but Viacom is way bigger than OWN. So
you
this
know he
is
got
probably,
that money.
But he went to OWN Oprah to help her though,
well,
right?
Well, he did, and so we don't know what that deal was.
He
maybe
went
it
to
was,
Oprah to help her.
Yeah, because she had just started the network, and so he went to to the network to help her out with it, and he did
you
well.
Know, I wonder, did Tyler Britton News or did Madea do it?
What does it matter?
I don't know. I just don't see Tyler saying, look, Oprah. You know what? I got it. He turned around, turned around.
And became Madea. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm about to go to Viacom. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Look.
Do y'all remember the story that we did a couple of months ago about the four men that were driving through North Carolina from Minnesota for the Thanksgiving holiday? And three of the passengers said that their driver, Christopher Cole, jumped out and ran.
Yeah. Did they ever find him?
I don't think they found him, but remember they said they tried to run after him, but he had ran away. Mm-hmm. Well, remember how we thought it was strange? Remember how we just kept saying something ain't right about mm-hmm. that? Something is odd. Well, the three men have all been arrested, and they have been charged with, now this is odd, felony obstruction of justice and concealment of a death. But they have not been charged with murder.
Because they ain't found them yet.
Well, sometimes they can still charge you. But so then how can they charge them with concealment of a death?
Because they concealing
it. How do you even know he's dead?
Because somebody been running off at the mouth.
Or did he die of natural causes and they covered it up? I wonder, was it a drug?
Well, it would have been said, though. It would have been said that the body has been recovered.
Well, they didn't say it. They just said
it. Anybody who gets out the car and runs all willy nilly, you know what I'm going to do? Bye. I might put my phone out and record.
He might have been running for his life.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the.
He might didn't run. He might have got whooped where he was.
Well, here's the odd thing about it is the guy had never even been to North. Remember, he was coming home with one of the guys for the Thanksgiving holiday.
He
didn't know anything about North Carolina.
So was it?
It was four of them total.
Uh-huh.
The guy that ran, was missing, that ran, black. And then three of, no, he was white. And the other three were Hispanic.
Wait, say that one more time.
And the white one got missing.
Yes, he's the one that got missing.
And the other one were Hispanic?
Yes, I think they were Hispanic. So, and it was just odd because he didn't know any. He had never been to North Carolina. So, got out and ran where?
Yeah.
Where would he know where to run to? Something he not did. Sounding right about
he
that.
Did.
Something
he did.
Ain't right
and
about
he was
that.
Driving?
He was driving. It's his car.
And he just got out and started running.
That's what they said. Which, I knew something
no
was wrong.
No argument
with that
or
anyway.
Nothing. So, they he said. Just stopped the car and got.
That's what they said. Right. That's what they said. But the police know something, and they must be still investigating.
They need to be charged with foolery.
And buffoonery. But these three men have been charged with felony obstruction of justice and concealment of a death. I wonder if somebody else killed him, and they knew about it and kept their mouth closed.
But you get out the car and run. But you know what? That's fear. When you get out and you don't know where you're running to, and you're just running. You just run it.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
You ain't leaving your vehicle
that
unless
happen.
You are forced to.
You are crazy. If that I feel happen. If I ever feel threatened.
Oh, I'd run too.
I'm leaving my
if three other people are trying to harm me.
Yeah, but you're getting out of my mess. You getting
how?
Out of my mess.
Three against one.
How?
Missy. We gonna all die.
We'll see you get whooped.
It was three against one.
I can see it now. Breaking nerves.
I mean, you know, I don't think he probably could have fought them all. I mean, I don't know, but, you know.
Okay, it's like they say in school. You got to fight or flight instinct. And at that moment, you're going to fly. You're going to run.
Yeah.
Three against one.
I don't believe he ran.
I don't believe he ran either. I think something happened that he died somehow. I don't know how he died. And these men
clunked
knew about
upside
it.
The head.
But if he was clunked upside the head, they would have been charged with murder. They've been charged with felony obstruction of justice and concealment of death.
Meaning that they know that this person is dead.
But it doesn't mean they did it. See, that's what I'm... They concealed it, but it doesn't necessarily mean
they did it. Yeah,
because
they would be charged with
murder. Exactly, they would have been charged with murder.
Yeah, I think they did something too.
You know what? We won't know.
Or they know about something. A 17-year-old girl was found hanging from her Durham County jail cell in March of this year. Eunice Fennell had been arrested on murder charges because they said she was involved in a drive-by shooting where one person died. The investigation discovered that detention officers failed to check her regularly and did not report a tip from another inmate that she was a threat to herself. So apparently she had told other inmates that she was going to kill herself in the jail, and no one took her seriously. She should have been put on suicide watch, but was not. And state regulations require that inmates be checked twice an hour.
Yeah.
So they didn't do it.
You know, the same thing happened in Wake County.
Well, yeah, and recently, I think.
Yeah,
a couple
of months ago.
Yeah. The Durham County Sheriff's Office said that the officers responsible have been disciplined.
Don't they always be?
But not suspended or fired. So how are you going to be disciplined? I don't understand. If you're not suspended or fired, how are you disciplined?
That mean they sat down and talked to them. And
make sure you check the rest of them every 2 hours. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad, though.
And go back and check that one over there. She looks a little woozy.
17 years old.
Yeah, I mean.
How she hang herself? Bed sheets?
Uh-huh, the bed sheets. The bars.
I thought they didn't give you those.
They got to have sheets. Something to sleep on.
Yeah, they give you bed sheets.
Oh. You don't have belts and shoe strings
laces
and stuff.
Yeah, but they give you bed sheets.
I don't know.
So on July 4th, when all the rest of us were celebrating our country's independence, four people were shot at a McDonald's on the 4th of July, immediately following the city fireworks works display. One of those people shot, 18-year-old Raheem McAllister, died from his injuries. Two teenagers have been arrested. One of the teens arrested is 17. And in the state of North Carolina, you can get the death penalty at 17 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, life is gone over what? Like, what could you possibly?
And he was a bystander.
It wasn't gang related.
It wasn't even about him.
Oh, they said it was gang.
It was gang related.
Oh,
yeah.
And he, when he first got arrested, he was charged with murder. Now he's also charged with three intent to kill, because it was three bystanders that got hurt.
It was four.
One of the little girls, my friend, it was my friend's niece that got shot in the arm with the bullet grazed her arm.
Oh yeah, she survived though. Mm-hmm. Like she, yeah.
Yeah, he's the only one that died.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, and I'm just thinking, like, what in the world could have happened here that your life? I mean, you're 17 years old. At 17 years old, you should be thinking about college. You should be thinking about getting a job, thinking about becoming independent. But instead, you're out being a menace to society.
How are you thinking about going to college at 17?
Because most people not graduate. Even in
school. I graduated when I was 17.
Me too.
Well, she's saying you have to be in school first to even think about
that. Oh, I didn't know that he wasn't in school.
You know what they need to do with these little young guys and gals?
Thugs.
They need to take them to
a real
where
prison.
The real gang bangers, like East LA, like the real stuff. Because these little kids don't know what being in a gang is about or whatever. They just, well, I'm going to slap them and you get to join. Or we get to beat you up or get a train ran on you. Like, they think it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, like I have a 12-year-old. 2 days ago, I said something to her. She was like, something, bruh. Her lips had swiveled around to the side of her face.
But not on their own.
No.
Okay.
They had some help.
You escorted them on the side of her face.
Uh-huh. Like, I mean, and I understand that's how all the kids talk.
She called you bruh?
She said something, bruh. Like, bruh. That's how they talk.
Lord have
mercy. All right, bruh. Who? What? maybe your lips need to be readjusted. That's why, you know, I heard wrong. My bad. But I mean, that's how these kids talk, and they don't even know the seriousness of just the whole situation of claiming colors, and
it's true.
Saying, you know, like, you know, you don't supposed to say C words, say B word. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
You're not supposed to say C words.
So like, I guess like if you like wear red, which is for blood, you can't say C words.
What?
So you have to replace.
What's a C word?
Like any word that begins with a C.
Huh?
What?
I don't know.
That's what the gang life is now. Wow.
I ain't never heard of that.
It's a talk.
Really?
Because any C word is Crip stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the Crips can't say B words.
I don't know. I've never heard nothing about that, but I know like they replaced all their C words with B's.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us.
We got the Refugees All-Stars, rubber-dubbing in the club. Wyclef Jean, John Forte, Roswell. Now I mean, the streets are getting a little crazy. Look at here. Look at shorty got back. Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cash talking to her. Buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever. Why does this kept? They ain't even it's been. She spends his Franklin's at the malls with her friends. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. So Mr. Funk Master, pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E.
Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Rahm Emanuel, y'all know who he is. He's the mayor of Chicago. Has just made that city the first ever in the country. Now this is weird. To require that their high school students either have a job, be accepted in college, or be listed in the military before they can get their high school diplomas. Mm. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh my God.
If you have the credits to graduate, you should be able to graduate.
Exactly.
Whether or not you got a job or whatever, you should be able to graduate. I don't know how. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's good, you know, for them to have, you know, a job or something like that. But to require it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For to get their diplomas?
You know, one time they were doing, the schools were doing that if the child wasn't doing good in school, like they had to have a certain grade thing, they couldn't even get their driver's license.
They still doing that.
I get that. I get that.
Yeah, because driving is a privilege.
I do get that. Yeah, I do get that.
But graduating is a right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I mean, if you earn your credits and all of your credits, I think you should be able to graduate. I don't think it's the school's business.
Exactly.
If you are in, you know, college or military or whatever, I don't think it's your business. Now, I think that if there is a program that helped students who have decided that they wanted a job or in college or military, I get that. But to require that for them to graduate?
It's about like when the children turned 21 years old, the boys had to pay poll tax.
Yeah.
How old are you, Missy? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Let's talk about R. Kelly. Let's talk about Robert Kelly.
In the words of 50 Cent.
Okay, don't
say
it like you already thinking he's guilty.
What?
Three sets of parents from Chicago have accused R. Kelly of holding their daughters in an abusive sex cult.
You know what? I'm just going to relay this, do this little connection. I'm going to be done with it. Isn't it funny how the mayor is now requiring you to have a job? What if it's their job? They're interning with him.
Okay. okay. One of the moms claims that R. Kelly took interest in her 19-year-old daughter and promised to assist her in developing her music career. She was traveling with him, and her parents thought he was trying to help her, you know, get into the music business. But now they say they have not heard or seen from their daughter in 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Whoever is in R. Kelly's house is in there because they want to be. He ain't got to hold nobody hostage.
And this is a house that he doesn't even stay in. They say this house is only for the sex.
Well, let me finish. So she soon moved in with R. Kelly, and her parents claim he took her phone, replacing it with one that he regulates the use of. Mm-hmm. Her parents believe that their daughter is brainwashed by the singer and is living in one of his rented properties. Some of the girl's friends say six women live in properties rented by R. Kelly in Chicago and the suburbs of Atlanta.
So how are the friends doing it and the parents don't?
They say he controls every aspect of their lives, dictating what they eat, how they dress, when they bathe, when they sleep, and how they engage in sexual encounters that he records. Well, we all know he does that because I don't told y'all before, I saw the video of R. Kelly.
Did you host a party for it?
Yes, I hosted a party for it.
That was him.
And we got drinks and we got food and we sat there and watched it. And it, as I live and breathe.
It didn't look like him to me.
When did you see it?
I saw that years ago.
It was him as I live and breathe.
It didn't look like him.
So the parents have called the police and FBI and... But the police and FBI said there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, I mean,
because
if he,
because they're grown.
If they are, first of all, if they are in six different properties, he can only be one place at one time. Five of them can run if they want to.
Exactly.
So how they be held?
And one of them even said that the house had so many rooms in it, but they won't allow to go to different rooms.
So how somebody who's not living there or on the inside know all of this? What, they broke away and told everything?
Because this is a girl that was there.
So how did she get out?
She with her own 2 feet walked out.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen the girl on social media saying, I am not kidnapped. I am not in a cult. Yeah. She is refuting on social media that there is nothing going on. She's with him because she wants to be with him.
Exactly.
And she is a grown woman. Now, I heard from somebody I was talking to, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard that when he first started with some of these girls, they were not of age.
Yeah.
So I that's think believable. That's, I think that okay, yeah. I think that that's sort of a big now, thing about it too.
Not of age. What do you
under
mean?
18,
like 16, 17 years old when they started with him.
How old was Aaliyah when he supposedly had married?
13.
No, she was 15.
Yeah, 15 or 16.
Well, her parents gave consent.
Well, they said they didn't because they made them annul it.
Aaliyah started out at 13.
No, I don't think not with R. Kelly. Not messing around with R. Kelly at 13. Oh. I think she was about 15 years old when they got married.
He was what, 30?
No. Yeah, wasn't he?
Like over 21.
Yeah.
I think he was. So I don't know. I don't know about this.
Ain't nobody where they don't want to be.
That's true.
They just mad true. Because they ain't getting in on some of this cash cow. That's all that is.
Right.
And he's taking care of these women. And so maybe
it's like a black,
you know,
Hugh Hefner.
Oh.
They ain't nothing but some bunnies.
Think about it. That's a good point, Tanae. Mm-hmm. Hugh Hefner did it. Now, they were all of age.
Yeah, they were of age.
They were all of age.
That we knew of.
Well, now, that's true.
Well, they're all of age now.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, they're all of age.
Hugh Hefner was like 60 years old, being with 18, 19-year-old girls.
Legal.
He was, and they were legal. And, you know, hey.
You know what I'm saying? Was running the
and
whole
they claim he didn't ever use Viagra. Yeah.
If he did,
they probably had to scare him.
They was getting paid.
They were. I mean, they were playmates. Right. They were playboys.
When it was their turn, like Kendra said, you wouldn't be there long. You wouldn't be there long.
What does that mean?
Meaning that he was done by the time. I'm finished.
Don't play. Don't play with Hugh Hefner.
Y'all mean to tell me that y'all wasn't going to Hugh Hefner's room?
Don't be trying. Don't be trying.
If he's a hot 30 seconds.
If he rung your bell and said, come on.
Don't be trying to play Hugh Hefner.
Come on. It's your turn. I get up so happy. Okay, Hugh.
You know, they sold the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, but he still lives there, though.
For a while, I think, until the person.
No, that was the agreement, that he still could stay there.
I think that I read they're going to remodel it, the person who owns it.
They don't tell them what's leaking
is
from
going
walls.
To remodel it. Do you know he is not worth as much money as I thought he was?
How much is he worth?
I think it's like $80 million.
How much you thought he was?
Like $1 billion. Yeah. When I think of Hugh Hefner, I think like $500-600 million, billion dollars. You know, you kind of think about that. Now, $80 million, I would love to be worth
$80 million.
You know how
many bunnies he done been paying all these years?
Right.
That is true.
And once them bunnies get about 22, that's it for it. It's over for
once
you.
Once them bunny turns into rabbits.
Yeah. Rabbits. When they turn into hares, it's over.
That is true. That is true.
Well, I don't know. That one hare been hanging on for a long time. What's her name? Holly?
She's married now. She left him. Holly got married.
He let her go.
What do you mean let her go? She left. Holly is married, and I think she has a child.
It's Hughes.
No, it's her husband's.
You know what? Kendra left.
She left way before Holly. You know, they fell out about that. They fell out about it.
Mm-hmm. Kendra got her teeth fixed, and she left.
Well, you know, that's the thing to do. Okay. So let me ask you this. If something were to happen to you, wouldn't you hope that somebody would miss you? I mean, you would hope that, say that you didn't show up for work for 2 days. Wouldn't you hope that somebody on your job would come? Or
if I'm late for break, somebody asks me, where you at?
Or if you haven't talked to your mother in 3 days and you normally talk to your mother every day. I would just hope that if something happened to me, that somebody would care enough to realize that I was missing or something.
Would you say, oh, Eric's one of his little moods again?
I read the most bizarre and chilling story. In London, England, there was a woman named Joyce Vincent. She was born and raised there and had a lot of family. All her family was from England. Her family started noticing her changing. She was withdrawn at family functions and eventually stopped coming around completely. Mm. Okay. They said that she even stopped returning their phone calls. They couldn't keep up with her because she would move every single year. So as soon as they would find out where she lived, she would move again. Okay. They said that she would change boyfriends like nothing. So if she was with this one guy and they finally, you know, caught up to him, he'd be like, oh, I hadn't seen her in months. I don't know where she is. She would have moved on to another boyfriend. So they stopped looking for her and just accepted that she didn't want anything to do with them. In January of 2006, her housing association in northern London sent people to repossess her apartment because she had not paid rent in a long time. Now, here, you don't pay rent in a month. There's a note on your door, right? The sheriff is coming to your house to evict you. Apparently, it's something different in England. They opened the door to the apartment, and they found Christmas presents on the floor. They found a mound of open mail and a skeleton lying on the couch.
Why was the mail open and she was a skeleton?
No, it wasn't open. It was a mound of mail that they must be putting through.
Open. You said open.
I said unopened.
No, you
didn't. Oh, well, unopened. The mail wasn't open. It was unopened mail, a whole heap pile of it.
On her body?
On the floor. Oh. Not on her body.
She was on the couch.
They figured it was her because, of course, it was her place. And, of course, DNA, without DNA, they couldn't be sure. So here's the kicker. And this is the part that really freaks me out. They opened the refrigerator door. And the expiration date on it was 2003 on all of her food and stuff. This was 2006. She had been dead 3 years.
And they let her go that long without paying rent
in 3 years.
Laying on that couch.
Y'all are missing the point.
For 3 years. And no one knew.
But then she evidently she didn't stay. She had no houses near her because you would smell.
Yes, it is. Hold on. I'm not done. I'm not done. So they ruled that she died of complications related to asthma.
What are you telling me that for?
The neighbor said that they just didn't notice that they hadn't seen her anymore.
3 years.
Which, again, was weird to me. I lived in my apartment complex for years, and I didn't have anything to do with my. I might would see one or two neighbors sometime, and it was hey and bye. So that's easy.
That's because of the hours you was coming in that people would sleep.
Watch your mouth. One neighbor said, every time he opened the window, he would see strange little black insects crawling through.
And what insects, you know, look strange? You know what?
Well, because the insects that eat flesh, that eat, you know, that how be around you know dead that, stuff.
And you know what? It's how somebody who just want to be seen on TV. Every time I did look at my window, I did see little strange black bugs.
I couldn't imagine it. And at first I thought that this, I was like, this kind of seems weird, but it is a true story.
What's her parents living?
Yes, her
and
family.
And you ain't heard from me in 3 years.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. They thought, well, you know what? She don't want to be around us. She obviously she's shunning us. Obviously she doesn't want anything to do with us. Let's just stop looking for her.
I couldn't go missing for
2 minutes.
I need
to move to England. You don't pay your rent for 3 years and they just now coming.
That's what I said.
We in the wrong place.
It was like, how in the world can you not pay your rent in 3 years in London, England?
The point is that she went, no one noticed.
Well, that's the, y'all yes, that is the point. Rent. That is the point.
I'm in the wrong continent.
I just could not imagine it, though. I couldn't, that just, it bothers me to think that somebody could be dead for 3 years and no one knew.
You think it would be you?
Well, it wouldn't be me, but it just, I mean, if you think about it, that's terrible. That's why you always got to keep in touch with people.
You know what?
And you always need to tell somebody when you leave.
That is
you
true.
You need to tell somebody, I'm going this place or that place and I'll be back. Even if you tell them a lie, tell something.
See, a lot of people think that telling people where they're going
is them getting in their business.
Right, you're getting in my business. Yeah. Oh, I'm grown. You don't question me. But it's not about that.
Yeah.
It's about really like having some. Well, they said they were going here.
Yeah.
If something happened.
And then you never reach that destination. At least I know where to look for, where to start at.
Exactly.
Yeah, I told all my family members all the time where I'm going. Because when I drop my kid off and I run, I don't
You do what?
Drop my kid off and I run.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us.
We got the Refugees All Stars, rubber dubbing in the club. Wyclef Jean, John Forte, Boswell. Now I'm in the streets again, a little crazy. Look at here. Look at shorty got back. Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cash talking to her. Buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever. Why does this kept? They ain't even it's been. She spends his Franklin's at the malls with her friends. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. So Mr. Funkmaster, pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. So, Tanae.
Yes.
You were in my old stomping grounds last week, right?
Yes, yes.
You were in Miami, Florida. You didn't go to South Beach, did you? You weren't in South Beach.
I was in South Beach.
Where? Where did you stay?
Collins.
That's my hotel.
It's beautiful, too.
I've stayed in Collins Hotel so many times. I love that hotel. So tell us about your trip.
So I went there with, two of my good girlfriends. It was supposed to have been three, but unfortunately the third one couldn't make it. So, you know, it was okay.
So the show went on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The show went on. Mm-hmm. And was a beautiful show, may I not add, mm-hmm. starring mm-hmm. Tanae. Mm-hmm.
May you add.
Yeah, may.
I don't want to add it because it should already be known. Hello. Okay. Anywho, so we did a lot of activities. You know, typically people go out, you know, to kind of relax and enjoy the sun. But, you know, me and my girls, we had other plans. We went to a party crawl.
What's that?
Where basically you go from club to club.
Party scene to party scene. Oh, yeah.
You know, I had my flip-flops in one hand mm-hmm. and my heels on my feet, and I was ready to go. Mm-hmm. And they go,
You were walking around Miami with no shoes on?
No, I had my heels on.
Oh, okay.
But when we would walk, like...
Oh, you put your flip-flops on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was prepared.
Okay.
So this one act, you know, me and my girlfriends, you know, we don't really go out, well...
Here, not
we
here,
We don't really
but,
go
yeah.
out here, mm-hmm. you know. So we're out somewhere. You know, you expect for your friends to be one, like, you know, amped and excited, like, woo, let's go. Sleep, what is that? I had this one friend. She drug her feet the entire trip. Now, it started off, okay, maybe, you know, you're a little tired from the plane. You know, it's your first time.
Like, even though it's only a 2.5-hour flight.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe mm-hmm. you're a little tired. You had something to do that day. You know, who knows? But to continue that behavior, and you know, it's just very kind of.
She's a wet blanket.
Yeah.
So why did she go then?
You know, I think sometimes some people just go places to say they went.
Yeah. Or she didn't want to be left out.
Yeah. Mm. But... So we did the jet skiing and parasailing.
Wow.
Yes. So we got there, you know, everyone's excited. We're, you know, taking videos and pictures.
You're on the boat.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know that I get motion sickness, and two of my other girlfriends, they do as well. So, you know, that morning we all woke up, took our little...
What is it, Dramamine?
I'm not too sure.
I think it's Dramamine or Dramamine. I think it is.
I'm not too sure. Ask Amy.
Yeah. Well, she. Yeah. Okay. Well. I think it's so you were taking medicine. And you didn't know what it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just all kidding. Right. I just can't remember the name. Golly. Yeah,
I think it's Dramamine.
Okay. Well. Okay. Dramamine. I took Dramamine. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So, we get on the jet skis, and at first, you know, I can't swim. Neither one of us can swim, but you know, we're in Miami, we're going to do some new things. So we get on the jet skis and we're riding out. And I notice my friend starts to fall behind, you know, and I'm kind of looking back like, you know, come on. And her,
she was in the water on
yeah,
the ski,
on
but
the
she
ski,
was falling behind.
I'm like, come on. You know, the tour guide is going on. The tourist is saying, come on, let's go, ladies. So, you know, I kind of fall behind. But I'm like, you know, what's wrong? This seawater getting in my eyes and my mouth.
She's on the sea. She's in the ocean. And the seawater is getting in her eyes and mouth.
Mm. It's just so salty. I said, well, I don't know why you be trying to drink it. I said, close your lips and come on. Close your lips, wipe your eyes and come on. I mean, honestly, I can go back to the shore right now. Okay, well, yeah, see you later. You know, I continue to go forward. I'm not going to get left behind. You know, we're in the middle of the ocean. And as soon as I, you know, stop to talk to her, I see five little fish flop up in the air and flop back down. And, you know, I'm just like,
huh. Were they weren't whales, were they?
No, they were like the little, like, they were like schools of fishes, I guess. Because we was far out. I'm just like, So, you know, I start going hitting 60. I'm like, I'm hitting 60. I mean, my head is back. My little lace front pushed back and everything. I'm just trying to get to back with the group. So then we get to the point where we can get off of the jet skis and, you know, go in the water and, you know, swim where the reefs are at. Oh. She's like, I might get in this water. I said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to bother you because you ain't going to bother me on this trip. And, you know, you out here experiencing new things. What's going on? So then on the way back, she basically left behind again. So her whole issue was that I was sick and I was throwing up and you guys left me. So what am I supposed to do?
Left her where? Where did you leave her?
Meaning left her in the sea. Like, we just kept going. And she just, you know, was just out afloat.
Well, didn't she get sick when she was on the boat?
Right, but the jet ski went first. Then she got sick on the boat. Now, I don't know about you all, but comments will tell me if I got sick and I'm driving the thing myself, mm-hmm. and I got myself sick, I wouldn't get on a boat where I have no control over the sea, right. the waves, or the driver.
Yeah,
she gets on the boat, starts throwing up. I want to go back. It's
so y'all are already out in the sea, and she wants to go back, and there's other people on the boat.
Eight other people.
Oh, okay.
So we're all like, no. So we know, I'm like, you know, just lay down. I'm going to get out the boat. Okay, well, that's not going to happen. I'm not wasting my money. Neither of these other eight people on this boat. They are looking at me like.
Everybody hollered no at the same time, didn't
they? But no, the two crockhead couple.
Yeah, like, no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they didn't say that, but it was like.
So why didn't she stay on shore?
That's what I'm not understanding. So me and my other friend, we get on a parasail. You know, we sitting down, getting strapped up and everything like that. I'm like, woo, take our picture. My phone is dying. I don't know why it's dying. you better go ahead and die with it. You just so boring. Okay, fine. Don't even worry about it. So we up in the air. We're like, woo, you know, waving our little arms around. So then we get, you know, they actually pull us back down, dip us in the water, come back up. And we land in a standing position. I'm like, woo, girl, it was so fun. Did you see us? Mm-hmm.
Something was wrong with her.
Yeah, then we went out to a club and she was on Facebook, you know, putting all these sad face emojis about how she missed her other friend who was not invited.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah,
well, she might have got jealous over the way you and the other friend was acting and having fun. Maybe she thought you were showing more attention.
Tanae probably left her out.
You were showing more attention to the other friend.
Actually, to be quite honest, that second night we was there, I was actually the third wheeler. You know, they were hitting it off on a different little ice bar that we went to. They were hitting it off. You know, I was kind of off doing my own little thing, talking. Every now and then I peeked my head over and said, oh, okay, I still see them. I'm good. You know, I was out mingling. I didn't have a problem with being so-called singled out. You know, that was fine. Wherever the other person went, they went and they followed each other behind the club. That's fine with me. I just didn't like the fact of how I feel like you had no real reason to be upset. And don't be a Debbie Downer on the last night.
It must have been something else, though. Because, you know, it's rarely what you think it is with someone.
Yeah.
And normally it's something else that they're just not telling you what it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she maybe she thought that you and the other friend had more chemistry. Mm-hmm. And she felt left out. I'm not, but it was definitely something other than what she was saying it was.
Well, yeah, you know, I left my toddler with my family for the weekend.
Well, I understand
so
that.
I didn't have time to babysit another one. You know, I went out and
When I go to South Beach, like, I don't like to do a whole lot of activities. You know what I like to do?
What?
Sit in the room and drink.
No, not in the room. But I like to, you know, go to the restaurants, and I like to just sort of relax when I'm on vacation. You know what I mean? Like, well, I can't swim anyways.
You don't have to be boom, boom, boom.
Right,
like
right, exactly. I don't have to do that. And I know that. I remember one time me and two of my friends went to South Beach, and I told them, I was like, go club hopping tonight. I'm staying in the room. I'm staying at the bar. And I stayed in the hotel, at the hotel bar when I left the bar. I sat outside right in front of the hotel, and then I went to the room, and then they came back about 3 o'clock in the morning. But I don't have any problem with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go do what you want to do. And just because I don't want to do it, don't let me, you know, put a damper on your plans. But I really don't sort of like to, you know, do a whole bunch of stuff when I'm there, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but yeah, Tanae, I think it was something probably that she's not saying. It's definitely something she's not saying.
Yeah, but
about it.
You know, how would you guys feel if you went on a trip with your friends and a friend who you didn't quite get along with, or one that was not invited? You know, I kind of see if she was reaching out to the other friend that couldn't make it, unfortunately, and it's like, you know,
why was the other one not invited?
Because I don't care for her.
Oh,
and it was your trip.
That's right.
Why was it your trip?
Because I planned it for my graduation.
Oh, okay.
I planned around everyone's schedule that would be convenient to give them enough time to save their money to have a good time.
But wouldn't it be better for you to have maybe brought someone that would like to do something she liked to do, though?
Well, she thought that you thought that she was going.
Yeah, my thing is, you know, you club locally all the time. Mm-hmm. So why would you not want to club in Miami?
Did she express to you before she went that she wanted her other friend to go?
No, because she knows better.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe she didn't have the money.
The other friend?
No. Refrigerator Perry.
The wet blanket.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, huh?
Squidward.
Maybe. No, I'm pretty sure she would have had it.
Well, she had it because she went with y'all.
Yeah, and we already prepaid for the activity, so it was not any extra money to be spent, but only on food and drinks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mostly drinks and drinks.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because that's really what you do in South Beach. I mean, it's they got a Wet Willie's down there. Woo!
You know what? I went to the Wet Willie's, and it smelled like sour pots.
Yeah, you know why? Because people throw up because they drink so much there all the time.
It was disgusting. As my toddler said, it was disgusting. Okay.
You know who?
My toddler says it's disgusting. It was disgusting. You understand?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird to me.
Yeah, like I mean, come on, you guys.
I would have ignored her. Mm-hmm. I would have ignored her. I'd have told her, look, love you to death, but you're not gonna put a damper on my.
I didn't even say
on
that.
My time.
I got me another drink, and I was dancing.
But you know, some people feel a certain way. Like when I went to Miami, I went with a lot of people that was in the Navy, and they drank from sun up to sundown.
Yep.
They're built like that.
You should have fit right in, Ronnie V.
I was nowhere on their league at all. I mean, they didn't go to sleep, and they got mad with me because the night that they were going to the strip club, first of all, we had been drinking from 6 a.m. Like, didn't go to sleep or anything.
6 a.m.
drinking. So I'm in the bed with my Kindle. I'm done early. Okay, it's like 10 of us. Go have fun.
See, yeah.
I mean, how you go be on a trip with your Kindle?
Like I'm doing now.
I mean, no, they were very upset.
Watch me.
Like I don't understand.
Well, end up going with them?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
I stayed curled up with Kenny.
Go and, do your thing. Leave me. Look, I went out with y'all two nights before. I don't want to go out again. I want to do something different. So go do your thing. Like, do I have to do everything with you?
Yeah. Exactly. And don't make me try to do what you always
exactly.
do.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, that's you.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but at least you wasn't a wet blanket. And
right.
You, and you didn't, you know, transfer that energy onto
not
me.
On yeah. everything. Not,
yeah,
not
I almost got
everything.
Eaten up by a manatee. I mean, it was.
Oh, is that the one that the girl fell in the.
No, they jumped in the middle of the sea, you know, they're in the Navy. And they couldn't get back on the boat. And I laughed for 20 minutes. You know, I still have that video.
I know. Ooh,
that,
it was
that
big,
was a, that was
too.
A funny
oh
video.
My God.
That was a funny
yes.
video.
I had to cut it off because, like, stuff got serious, like, where we didn't think we could pull her back on the boat for real, but wow. It was
and
so
and what was
funny.
It doing just swimming around her?
Yes.
I don't think they're
no no
they'll
no
attack you.
Yeah, when they jumped in the water, the manatee wasn't there. The manatee was pulling back up, and so when we was trying to get off, the manatee like came up on the boat. Oh my God!
It came on the boat.
No, came like up, oh. like pushed up against the boat.
Yeah.
All I thought it was a shark.
Yeah.
The silverback is loose.
I just knew we was dead. I knew we was dead.
Wow. Well, that is all the time we have for tonight. We thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.
Bye for now.
We got the Refugees All-Stars, Rubber Dubbin in the club, Wyclef Jean, John Forte, Roswell. Know what I mean? It's streets are getting a little crazy.
Look at here. Look at shorty got back. Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cats talking to her. Buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever. Quiet as it's kept, they ain't even it's been. She spends his Franklin's at the malls with her friends. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. So Mr. Funk Master, pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E.